It's the Beat of MK. This is MKFM. We're joined by Ian Stewart. Hello, Ian.
Good morning.
How are you doing? You okay?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
First of all, it's incredible to believe that it was MKFM's second birthday last week.
I know. It does not seem that long since we were all here to celebrate the FM launch.
Yeah, and it must be 3 years ago since you had the debate in Parliament for us, so time is just flying past.
It is indeed.
So you're here today to talk about the rough sleeper situation here in Milton Keynes, and also the general homeless situation.
Yes.
The council released a press release on Friday talking about that there's going to be a consultation period of 12 weeks or so. We'll come on to that a little bit later on. But the news that you're bringing today is talking about very much working together, I guess, as between the MPs and the council and a number of organisations here in Milton Keynes. The homeless situation has obviously seemed to have got worse over the last couple of years. And today it seems to be that, there's been a lot of arguments between the MPs and the council about whose responsibility the rough sleeper situation is in Milton Keynes. And obviously during that period, we've had people die on the streets of Milton Keynes. We've had businesses that have suffered in central Milton Keynes. It's affected the reputation of Milton Keynes, and even the Holiday Inn opposite us have had a major problem with rough sleepers and their guests over a period of time. So isn't, obviously something needs to be done, but shouldn't something have been done before now?
Well, things have been happening. Before we get on to the substance, I'd just like to, again, sort of reiterate the difference between homeless and rough sleepers,
really,
because the solutions are very different. Homeless people are those who don't have a fixed abode. They do have shelter, but it's temporary accommodation rather than a permanent abode. And the answer to that is more housing and a range of other issues. Rough sleepers are those who, by the definition, do not have shelter at night and do sleep on the streets or in underpasses and so on. That requires it's a complex situation, and there isn't one single answer to it.
No.
Your first question was, why hasn't something been done now? Well, things have been done.
Yeah.
There's been, from the government, there's been a number of both policy changes and finance to deal with this. Earlier this year, we passed the Homeless Reduction Bill, which does give more powers to local authorities and, importantly, more resources to deal with that. Here in Milton Keynes, Mark Lancaster and I have been working with a number of organisations to provide some solutions. For example, the shelter bus that Into and Milton Keynes have helped to bring forward, and that gives some emergency accommodation to people who need it.
But who wants to live in a bus at the end of
the day? I said at the beginning, the problems are complex for rough sleepers.
Yeah.
It's not just to say, well, we found you a place to stay. Because my office and Mark's office, we've dealt with a number of cases where the people have been offered accommodation but turned it down.
And I know that's true, because there's one particular example which I think that we worked together on, and I think you and Mark both tried to help the individual. And as you say, that's where the complexity comes in, because it's about those people making the first steps back into society, if you like.
And, these people are often the most vulnerable. They may have drug or alcohol addictions. They may have mental health problems. There's a whole range of complex reasons behind it. And what Mark and I are doing, and I'm very glad that the council are responding to the new initiatives that the government have taken, is to work with all the agencies locally and nationally to make sure that we do provide, and it will be bespoke solutions for individuals. What works for one person may not work for another.
And how quickly is this going to happen, Ian? Because it's like with the press release that the council have released on Friday. They're talking about a 12-week consultation. That takes us to Christmas, which is halfway during the winter. Why wasn't this done 12 weeks ago? I know you can't speak for
I can't speak for the council, but this bill was passed, back in the early part of this year.
Yeah.
And the money's been provided, and Milton Keynes has received grants to deal with it. So there are a number of short-term solutions, and that's why I referred to the bus example, because that does give the some immediate shelter. It gives access to support services. It also gives rough sleepers a point of contact, because often if you're sleeping rough, you don't have an address. That makes it more difficult to access some of the other support services that are there. So that bus does give that facility. But I'm not pretending in any way that that is the only thing that needs to be done. That will solve the problem.
The confusing thing for me, Ian, and I know that you care passionately about Milton Keynes and the people that are living in it, but the first interview that I did with Peter Marland, 2-3 years ago, he said there was like 30 rough sleepers. Within that time, as I say, you know, people have died, the situation's got worse. The council are now talking about 130, rough sleepers. You know, why all the action now? And there's been similar things about consultation and we're doing this and we're doing that and nothing's really changed.
Well, my challenge to the council is the government has a role to play and has taken it. You know, but this isn't just something we've announced and the government will think about it and introduce this, you know, in the months to come. We've done that. Okay. The bill passed with all party support. This shouldn't be a party political issue. The money's been allocated to local authorities. So I'm glad that the council are now taking action.
So you say now that they've got all the tools and all the money available to sort out this problem?
Well, we think they have that. It's, as I said, it's a very complex situation. If it proves not to be sufficient, then Mark and I are ready to work with the council, with any other agencies, to bang on the door of government and say, well, actually, this has been a good start, but more needs to be done.
Okay. Let's go back on to the news that you and Mark are releasing today. What are the main points in this?
Well, we've already covered the main points. Yeah. In the sense that, you know, as MPs, we can't do it all. The council themselves cannot do it all. Government, central government, cannot do it all. It is about working in a holistic way with the mental health charities, with the addiction charities. For example, YMCA locally do a fantastic job in giving accommodation to people who would otherwise be sleeping rough. But if the people have got addictions, alcohol or drugs, then that precludes them from taking up that offer. So it's, you know, Mark and I will be visiting all the different agencies locally to see, you know, what we can do to get them to work together more effectively. Is there a one-stop shop that we can set up in Milton Keynes that, you know, can come in, we can triage, is the medical term if you go into hospital and find out what the issues are, you know, to triage that homeless person, rough sleeper, and see what sort of help can be provided. Now, say, you know, they're individuals. There's not going to be a template solution that works with everyone. It is about, you know, responding to that person's individual needs.
So you mentioned the YMCA, and obviously when the first round of budget cuts happened in Milton Keynes under the Labour Council, money to the YMCA was going to be cut initially. So where are we sitting today? Does it seem now as if these organisations have got a lot of that funding back to be able to deal with this problem?
Well, the situation with YMCA, it only needed bridge funding because they've got quite ambitious redevelopment plans that will actually make them, with the property that they own in central Milton Keynes. I won't go through all the different steps of it, but basically once that building work is done, they will be financially self-sufficient. And what they were requiring was a bridge funding to keep them going until that new situation was put in place, and I believe that is now, you know, that's happened and they're functioning quite well. So I'm looking forward to them to be able to expand their offer locally, and what they're doing here in Milton Keynes will be an exemplar for what YMCAs can do around the country.
And we've already mentioned this to a degree, and we've mentioned it several times on previous interviews, is that there's a lot of charities and organisations in Milton Keynes, but it's quite fragmented.
Yes.
So part of this plan, do you think it is bringing it together and actually, as the title says of your press release today, everyone actually working together?
Well, that's the role that MPs can have.
Yeah.
You know, we see the whole of our area. We meet with charities, with businesses, with voluntary groups, many different people. And yes, it's, you know, and this is no criticism of the individual groups. They work in their own area and do it very well. But sometimes it's helpful to see where there can be more partnership, where they work together. Now, to give another example, Mark and I are hosting a mental health seminar in October. And we're trying to bring together all the different parts of the mental health picture. And that includes mental health issues in prison. How do prisoners get help when they're in and transition back into society when their term is complete? For young people in schools, it has a link into bullying, which is something I've been speaking up on last week. So there are many different bits of the jigsaw, and one of the roles an MP can do is try and put them all together and help them work more efficiently with each other.
So there seems to be a lot of good stuff that's happening with you and Mark as regards as MPs looking at, you know, really prioritising this situation now and getting everyone working together. There's obviously the press release that's come from the council as well about this 12-week consultation, which obviously does take us to Christmas pretty much. Do you think if we're sitting here this time next year that things are going to be different in Milton Keynes?
I very much hope that, you know, we will have a reduction in the numbers. I can't promise that. Because I say there's no one single solution to this problem, but the resources are there, the will is there. I hope that by working together, in the past this has been kicked around as a party political issue. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You know, these are vulnerable people. They need assistance, and by everyone working together and putting this at the top of their agendas. Hopefully we'll be able to see a reduction. The government does have a target to, I think it's to half the number of rough sleepers over the next few years and then eliminate it all but when we get into the new decade. I hope we can do that much faster in Milton Keynes. But, you know, there will be all sorts of pressures. You know, there'll be people who come to Milton Keynes from outside in the future that we don't know about. You do get people who are transitory rough sleepers who don't just stay in one town or city. So we don't know if that will bring other issues. You know, you see in, you know, for example, up in Manchester, there are people who are taking this new drug Spice, which was a new phenomenon just in the last few months. And that causes all sorts of problems. Now, I hope we don't get that situation here. But if that drug does enter Milton Keynes and causes these problems, then we may have something else to deal with. So, you know, it's not a static situation. As I said earlier, everyone's an individual. There will be very complex cases. And I hope that we can, as I say, by working together, we can do our best to reduce it.
And just very quickly, Ian, because I know that we're short for time today, but we've mentioned, the housing issue in Milton Keynes, that there just isn't enough housing. Is there any news on that front as regards what can be done to alleviate the overall housing situation in Milton Keynes?
Well, the number of new builds in Milton Keynes is cracking on. You know, anyone who drives up Watling Street will see all the houses going up in the Western Expansion area at Kingsmead South, Tattenhall Park. Those houses are going up, and a good proportion of those houses are social housing in some form, whether housing association or some other form. Those houses are going up. We need to plan ahead properly. We've talked before about housing issues. It's not just a case of plonking houses down. You've got to make sure that these are proper communities and there's the schools and the health facilities and all the other components. But Milton Keynes has got ambitious plans. In the autumn, when we get to the budget, we will see the final report of from the National Infrastructure Commission looking at the Oxford, Milton Keynes, Cambridge corridor, a key part of which will be looking at how we develop this area, both for new businesses, for jobs, and housing and all the other infrastructure. So that, I think, will give us the next fillip to drive forward, our future as a city, and, make sure that there is the appropriate mix of housing within that new development.
And as you say, Milton Keynes is steaming ahead with growth still. Milton Keynes obviously been claimed the fastest growing city time and time again. And this coming Friday, we've got the job show again in Milton Hall, another 10,000 jobs up for grabs.
Yes.
So again, it really shows the investment of companies here in Milton Keynes.
Yes, our economy regularly tops the league tables for growth. And that brings challenges as well. You know, we need to look at the skills agenda. And that goes back to what we're doing in schools and colleges locally. The plans to have a new tech-focused university in Milton Keynes to make sure the next generation of employees is homegrown. And, you know, we have the skills that employers need. So it's a very exciting time. There's lots happening. This is a very buoyant, dynamic economy. But yes, you know, we've got to look at the whole picture.
Yeah, both sides of the coin.
Yep.
All right, and thanks for your time today.
My pleasure.
And good luck with help solving the homeless and rough sleeper issues that we've got here in Milton Keynes.
Thank you very much.